listener production.
Hey all, welcome to the Adam and Simon Show, and it is Thursday the 11th of May today.
What a time to be alive.
It is a great time to be alive.
It's actually no better time.
What do you mean?
To be alive.
What if you were alive yesterday?
Could have been better. Yeah. That's actually very true.
It could have been better.
Could have been worse though.
True, very much could have been worse. Yep. On today's show, we have Bronze Mailbag, and Simon, we are being asked for advice.
Big time advice. This one is a long mailbag, not segment-wise, long question. Someone has hit us with some real-life stuff, and we've come basically to save the day.
Yeah, and we've got top three pizza toppings.
Well, top three pizzas.
Top three pizzas.
Yeah, types of pizza, styles of pizza, flavors of pizza. Is it a flavor of pizza?
I would
say. Or just pizza.
It is a pizza. Top three pizzas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Top three pizzas.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't say, oh, what flavor of pizza have you got? You go, what kind of pizza have you got?
Yes. You say, what kind of pizza?
Yeah.
Not what flavor. Very well done. Very well done.
And now we have Simon's social etiquette.
I had a question last week and I've got another one.
Yeah. Because you just live in this really like awkward world of not being sure if whatever you're doing is correct.
Correct. Correct. Some may say it's a confidence issue. Others may say it's a social anxiety issue. Whatever you want to call it, it's coming up next.
Some might say they feed into each other. Mm-hmm. Let's play the music and get into it.
I've come to you again with the social etiquette question, Adam.
What's the etiquette?
I'd just exist in a world and sometimes I don't know whether or not I should.
Is it stressful?
So stressful.
But like, how stressful?
Pretty stressful. Pretty stressful because coupled with the social anxiety of how am I behaving in public, because this is where it all exists. It all exists, and maybe this is the thing that I need to work on. I don't want people to think bad of me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with the plumber's crack stuff, it's like, well, are you going to think bad of me or am I helping you out?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? So my social etiquette question this week is for people who use the bathroom.
Just for people. So, like, if you don't use the bathroom, tune out now.
Tune out, yes.
If you've never used the toilet,
tune out now. Yep, you can tune out if you want to. But
outside bathrooms or just inside?
So, and this is where it's a particularly a public bathroom situation.
Oh, you love public bathrooms.
I don't love them.
I hate going in there after you.
Why?
It's just like you stink it up all the time. Like, please do them at home.
You're shaming me right now. But this is my question, right? What happens when you use a public bathroom? Maybe it's a pub. We'll use a pub as an example because it's both busy and or
regularly frequented.
It's not the worst one though. The worst one is like the park toilet.
Oh yeah.
They're the worst.
Had to use a couple of them a couple of times.
But you know when you
ones with the doors and you're never sure if they're locked.
Yeah,
you're never actually sure
if
they're
locked. And it's so far away. Name me a more nerve-wracking situation than you're sitting on the toilet and you can't hold the door closed.
Yeah.
Like you are putting your trust and faith in a lock that you don't know if
you're not in a cubicle, you're in a room.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
It's like they've just dropped a bathroom in the middle of a park and you're like, we don't need a bathroom in the middle of a park.
We don't need a full bathroom.
I mean, sometimes you really need them though.
Oh my gosh. So this type of busy park, you get to a good park, there's good toilets. Lining up for the park toilet.
Oh, that's grim.
Yeah, well, but that's when it's a busy day. You know, you've got Eddie Gardens and there's lots of people there and blah, blah, blah.
Lining up for the bathroom's grim. Are we in a pub or are we at the park?
You choose. Okay. What do you want to go with?
We'll go to the park.
Okay, we're at a park.
Oh, actually, now go to the pub. Park's stressful.
No, park's more stressful. So this is why. I'll use the park. So you're there and you walk into the bathroom to use the bathroom. You know there's people going to be waiting outside, so you know there's going to be people using the toilet after you.
I think I know where this is going.
And you walk over to the toilet, it's pee on the seat.
Oh, it's not actually where I thought you were going.
Where did you think I was going?
I thought you were going, like, you go into the toilet. How quick do you feel like you need to rush everything through so when you come out, the people that are waiting don't think you just did a massive shit? That was mostly, your time frame?
No. Once I'm in those doors, it's my time. Once I'm in those doors,
I'm on my phone.
That's to me. It's like, I've got a couple of TikToks to get through. It's fine. Not a big deal. When else am I going to look at them, mate?
Yeah.
Can't look at them when I'm driving these days.
That's true. Well, these days or any days.
No, but when you walk over to the toilet and the toilet seat has not lathered in pee, but it has a couple of drops on there.
Dribbles.
It has a couple of dribbles.
What they need in a park toilet is a sign like my grandma used to have above her bathroom. If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy.
That should be mandatory in all council toilets. Because what happens when you walk over and there's a couple of drops? And
if you need to poo?
As a guy, you don't sit down to pee.
Oh, right.
So you're just doing a stand-up.
Oh.
So then you pee in there, and then, but then you look down at the seat, pee on the seat. You walk out, the next person definitely thinks you peed on the seat.
100% they do.
So is it your responsibility to clean the seat?
No, here's what I think you should actually do. Because do you want to touch someone else's wee-wee?
I do not want to touch someone else's wee.
This is
what I don't want to do.
Even with the protection of
doesn't matter.
The paper.
Does not matter. I do not want to touch anyone else's wee-wee.
Then I think what you should do is lift the seat with your foot. And so it goes up. And then so you're peeing without the seat. And the person that comes in next goes, oh, well, they've obviously just done a wee. How do you feel about that?
No, but then they judge you for not putting the toilet seat down, you dirty dog.
Yeah, but you don't want to put it down because you don't want to touch it.
Yeah, no one
does. So, like, I wouldn't judge the person before me for not touching it because I'll be like, I don't want to touch it either.
Nah, I disagree. Because then you'll be like, oh, this grubber lifted the seat. What a pig.
And then it's still dribbling down and then it's on more of the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. And then you got pee on the seat. Whose responsibility is it to clean the seat?
Well, I think...
Or is it okay if I go to the toilet and then walk out and say... Be careful, someone's peed on that seat.
No,
that's still me, right?
That's you.
That's still me.
Someone is you.
Yeah. I mean, someone's peed on that seat in there. G'day, mate. I'm someone. Lovely to meet you. Someone love it.
Someone. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Simon Unone.
S love it. Well, what's S stand for? Someone.
No, I'm Simon Unone.
I'm Simon Unone. Yeah.
So the Simon Siri, the S, and then Unone is the last name.
Yeah, so when you
and
do,
so if you put them together, it becomes someone. Someone. Write it, Siri, if you were to write out Unone and then put an S in front of it, and that's like the person's name.
That's how the joke works. Yeah, right. And that person pissed all over the seat, Siri.
Absolutely, they did. But the question is, and this is where I think the answer lies, in how thick the toilet paper is.
Yes. If you've just got council toilet, it's thin.
It's poo tickets.
Yep.
If you've got tickets.
Oh, don't you hate a ticket?
Yeah.
Do you know what I hate the most?
Like deli tickets.
The roller that cuts you off.
Oh, yeah. You're like, mate, I'm going to use heaps of this anyway.
Mate, I am using the same amount whether or not you let me roll this thing or not.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Right, so we've established, once I'm in there, I'm taking as long as I like.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if there's pee on the seat, what do I do? And like at the pub... Pub's more understandable because everyone's a bit drunk, so people care less.
Yeah.
But if there's like a bit of wee-wee on the seat.
Well, here's the other question is that if you're waiting to go in and there's no one behind you.
Yeah. And I pee all over the seat. Yeah. I go ham.
Someone's going hard.
I go hard on that seat. But I see there's no one around. I piss all over the place.
The point is that you go in there thinking no one's behind you. So you don't clean the seat.
Yes.
You just have your piss. And then you leave and there's someone waiting. You can't go back in and go, oh, no, sorry, I'll clean the toilet.
Devastation. Oh, devastation.
Once you've gone in and the door's closed,
yeah,
you can't clean it. You can't like retrospectively go, oh, sorry, old 70-year-old lady who just wants to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
There's pee on the seat. I'll go and clean it because then it's not yours.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, you're disgusting. You're cleaning someone else's piss.
Oh, I know. You're either cleaning someone else's piss or they think you were leaving without cleaning your own piss.
Do you see where my social etiquette dilemma exists?
Mm.
Bron, do you have anything to add from this, unique perspective in this three?
In the theory, theoretically, if Someone was inside, what should he or they or she do?
I reckon, for sure, if you're worried about it, just wipe the toilet.
But there's never enough soap. To clean, like you're never going to be clean in there.
That's true.
But also
then I'm
the argument is
someone else's wee.
But you know, people have to do it all the time.
Bron, that's not helpful.
If you went in, you would wipe it off because you sit down.
Because you have to sit down.
Maybe this is the whole thing: is that you're so used to it.
I have to do it all the time.
Yeah, it's not a foreign concept.
Simon has the option of standing and weeing or sitting and weeing.
I mean, it's hard to do a poo when you stand up. Let me tell you,
you've got standing privilege, and it shows.
Yeah. There you go. Clean the seat, you dirty dog.
Yeah, so you're just telling me to just do it.
Clean the seat. Be a good guy. Come on.
Okay. Be a good guy. I'm glad we got Bron in there because it was really us talking around in circles.
It's not you. You shouldn't clean it. Someone should clean it.
Someone should clean the toilet seat. All right. Good. All right, I'm going to put a line through that one. I think we've solved it. I don't want to touch someone else's wee-wee, though.
No one does.
Top three, where we rank three things under a topic.
Top three.
Time for top threes. This week's top three, pizza.
I love a pizza.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
You know, at my wedding, there was, I had a bunch of my friends positioned near Gab's family. And one of my friends who, admittedly, bit of a shit stirrer, or a very, just a good person to have a good conversation with, turns to them, and these are all old Italian, well, they're not old, but older generation Italian people. He says, what do you prefer, pasta or pizza? And he was on. I was off having a dance with Gab, and another friend wrote, he's Simon. It's kicking off up there. Duncan's throwing a cat amongst the pigeons. He said, pizza or pasta? I walked over and said, pizza. They're like, get out of here, you skip. You skip. That's ridiculous. You can't be saying.
You got racially vilified at your own wedding.
They were all saying pasta. And yeah, then Duncan was throwing in, but Italians didn't even invent pasta. Oh. Came from the Chinese. Marco Polo. And they're like, oh, get out of here. It was so funny. Pizza or pasta? I'm pizza all the way.
I'm pasta.
I'm pro pizza.
I'm pasta because there's just so many variations on pasta.
Oh, mate.
Like shapes.
I've got a list of pizzas in front of me right now that's 15 deep. Talk about variations.
Shapes. All right.
All right.
Number three. My number three pizza. The humble barbecue chicken.
Oh, I love it.
Love a barbecue chicken.
Great answer.
Because it's always
off,
like,
off the board early.
You never get it from a gourmet place.
Oh, no.
It's that, like, shitty chicken. Sometimes got bacon on it, heaps of barbecue sauce.
Very sweet barbecue sauce, yeah. And never real chicken.
Yeah, never.
Well, that chicken was frozen chunks of chicken about 20 minutes before you ate it.
That 100%. Chicken was a chicken about 35 years ago.
Absolutely. It's like, chicken.
Still telling you about the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, it's like you should have seen. Then David Hasselhoff came. It was crazy. That's a very good one.
They're great reheated too.
Oh, yeah.
Always a bit the height of them. They're always like an inch thick.
Yeah, absolutely. Girthy boy. Love it. My number three, I'm going to go with a bit of a gourmet style potato pizza.
Oh, not even top three. It's not even my top five.
Are you joking? Potato pizza is unreal.
Nah.
You get like a roast potato with rosemary, bit of salt. No. Oh, love that.
That's a great side. So if you go to an Italian restaurant, you get pizzas and you get a side of potatoes.
No. Potato pizza.
Nah.
Potato pizza.
You got anything on there, like caramelized onion or bacon?
Yeah. All of that's on there.
What else is on there?
So you've got your base. It's a white pizza.
Bianco.
Bianco, si. It's a base, roast potatoes with like rosemary, salt, caramelized onion, and just the cheese on there.
No pancetta, nothing like that?
You can maybe do a bit of pancetta. They do pancetta at Reader's, which is quite nice.
Nah, that's not
potatoes even. Top tier, mate. You're a fool if you
like
disagree.
It's like a good pizza, but it's not a great pizza.
You're an idiot.
I'll get it like one in every 10.
Okay.
All right. Number two, the queen of the pizza.
Oh.
From Queen Margherita.
Oh, yeah, good.
Just like.
Good.
You can't start. Yeah, like
Jeez,
just,
there's not much that beats a good marg, is
can't
there?
Can't stuff it up. Like, I'll tell you what.
You can't stuff it up. I've had one.
Yeah. But you get a good one with, like, the actual basil leaves on there.
Yep. Mm. It's amazing, isn't it, when you have a good margherita. Mm. It's very much that the face. Oh,
yeah.
Because it's three ingredients. Tomatoes, cheese, basil. That's it. And you're like.
Colors of the Italian flag. White, red,
this
green.
Doing this to me. Love it. Love it.
Because also one of the great margaritas. I mean, shit margaritas, but great at the time. The dollar slices that you get when you're in New York City.
Oh, yes.
Just like wandering
a cheese
around.
If you're an American listener, a cheese pizza.
That's for Showy Joey out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've gone from the most traditional of the pizzas.
Mm.
I'm going to take it to the other end.
Mm.
One of the most bastardized versions, the Aussie.
Oh.
Get me an Aussie.
That's your two.
And number two.
An Aussie. With an egg on your pizza.
I love it.
You got egg on your face,
just
mate.
Just garbage ham. It's got to be bad ham.
Nah.
It's got to be bad ham.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Aussie, if it's going to be an Aussie, it's got to be like the worst of all the ingredients.
Crack me an egg on there, big fella.
That egg, I'll tell you what, I don't reckon that egg's free range.
Oh, no. That egg has suffered.
That egg has suffered. I was born in a cage.
Oh, my God. That thing is like fearful. You can taste the fear. I think that's actually part of the thing. I think that's part of the reason.
What do you have on your Aussie?
No, it's just comes out of the pizza. With the tomato sauce base,
mm-hmm.
rubbish ham from a bag.
rubbish cheese from a bag.
From a bag. Rubbish egg. It's not mozzarella. From a bag. It's cheese. Yeah. Like you look on the thing and it's like, you know, some cheese will tell you what type of cheese. This just says cheese.
Yeah.
And then the bag of ham just says ham.
Is it?
It doesn't say like this type of ham.
It's
or
not
that type
leg
of
ham. It's not shoulder ham.
No, ham.
Ham.
This is just ham.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, oh, that's too simple. Chuck an egg in the middle. In the middle. So when you take your pieces out, the egg falls off onto the box.
How cooked do you like the egg?
Very. It has got to be rubber as. No run. If this thing runs and drips on me, I'm not about it. An Aussie pizza, absolutely.
The only
mate.
Thing running is not me because that well, egg's I mean, not going anywhere.
And you're not running to the toilet because you are backed up for days. It's like a,
all these crusts are the same too.
It's like polyseal. Love it. An Aussie, that's my number two.
All right, my number one pizza. This is so clear. This is so easy. It's the one that gets ordered religiously if I'm out for pizza. Like, if you go for pizza, and inevitably it's with Rach, and like, and if you're in the group, you'll get at least one of these, which is why it's my number one, because in a, doesn't matter whether we order one pizza or whether we order four, this will always make up part of the order.
What are you going with?
It is a prosciutto.
Oh, yeah, good.
Cherry.
Yeah, good.
Cherry tomatoes. Buffalo mozzarella,
yep.
And then a little bit of rocket on it.
Yep. That put a salad on a pizza.
Oh, mate, that is on love. Every single pizza order that I reckon I've done for 5 years. That. I'm getting a big old nod from Bron. She's yep. fully on board that one.
Love it.
It's just...
It's a salad on a pizza.
Yeah. I tell you what, they get more expensive. They used to be like $22 to $24. Now they're like 30.
It's because everyone orders them every time.
Yeah.
They it's got a salad on a pizza.
Market cornered.
How good's a cherry tomato?
Oh, exactly. And I like them a bit cooked too.
You like what type of, you like rocket?
Yeah, rocket on
you
there.
Like a little parmesan on there too? Little shaved parmesan?
Nah, because I've got buffalo mozzarella on there.
Oh, I like a little parmesan. Little nah.
Not on top of the buffalo mozzarella. That's a different cheese. That's not from the cheese bag.
Someone get me the cheese. All right.
I reckon I know what your one is.
My number one.
I reckon
one,
we're going overseas here.
I
we're going this. Overseas but staying right at home, if you know what I mean.
Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be a Hawaiian pizza. Absolutely a Hawaiian.
Pineapple on a pizza, the age-old argument.
Love it. Around the room, quick room scan, pineapple on a pizza. Adam?
Yeah, yeah. About it.
I'm for it.
Yeah, pro.
About it.
We're a pro pineapple pizza yeah. party here.
Sweet. It again, just, that shit handbag's been
no,
dipped so, in
and her. This is the thing, right? There's a couple of levels with the Hawaiian pizza. Mm. There's a Hawaiian,
mm.
which comes with pineapple, bag of ham, bag of cheese.
Yeah.
You've got a tropical,
oh.
which may have maybe not the bag of ham.
Leg ham?
Yeah, it might have a leg ham. Mm. Or then you've got a ham and pineapple, and they'll tell you what type of ham that is.
Champagne ham.
Yeah, correct. They'll shave it yeah. off. And yeah. That's like the big chunks, and it's thinly yeah. shaved, and it's got the pineapple. And
I love
you know, and I actually, you know, some days you want a Hawaiian, but some days you do want to fancy it up with a ham and pineapple. Mm.
Do you know what we could do as another top three one time?
Mm.
Top three pig meats.
Oh, God. Absolutely. I'll put it on here. Top three pig meats.
Top three pig base meats.
That was a good top three. I like that one.
Yeah. Oh, honourable mentions. Bron, you got any honourables for us?
I really like a Mexican
oh,
with like a spicy.
Like a bit of chili on
bit
there.
Of spicy salami. Also, just a plain garlic pizza never goes
yeah,
wrong.
Love that.
See, I'd argue garlic pizza, not a pizza. It's a focaccia.
Interesting. Well. That would yeah okay.
That would be my argument, and that's the point of the
what
show.
What about a meatball?
Arguments.
What about a meatball
like,
pizza?
Nah, see, my problem with meatball is you never get enough like topping coverage.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. That's I'll fair.
I tell you what, I do like mushroom pizza.
Capricciosa?
No, mushroom pizza.
What's the difference?
With like mushroom with like truffle oil and stuff.
Oh, fancy mushroom.
Hmm.
Is mushroom pizza the ham and pineapple of the capricciosa?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think you'll find that it is.
Yeah,
if you're so, going to like. Ringo's pizza, you get a capricciosa.
Yeah. Rach orders the capricciosa despite not liking olives.
Oh, yuck. I don't like olives either.
And then also, it's got, we always got massive chunks of artichoke on there, which is such a rare thing. I don't reckon I have artichoke not on a pizza.
Like, do you know what my dad's pizza order used to be from Pablo's Pizza in Airport West?
Four Corners.
No, he'd get the lot with shrimps. That's what he'd get. The lot with a shrimp. Oh, mm. I think they were prawns. No, shrimps. They were tiny little ones.
Yeah, they're always
obviously
tiny.
From a bag.
Why yeah. didn't the lot already come with the shrimps, though?
Well, yeah, correct. No, it is no you got to pay funny. Extra. You got to pay extra because it's seafood. It's fancy.
What do you want? I want everything you've got. All right, done. Does it come with prawns? No.
No, no way.
You have what, to get them out
what was
of the
your
bag.
Home pizza location?
Ricky D's.
Ricky D's.
That was Ricky D's in Coral. It was on Sanger Street.
Bron, what was yours?
Northside Pizza.
Uh-huh.
In Hatfield.
Interesting. Mm. Northside Pizza, Pablo's Pizza. Shout out to Pablo.
Is it still going?
Every Friday night, I think we'd go there. It was so good. Oh my God, I want one now. I'm salivating the mere thought of it all.
Bloody all right, beautiful. That's pizzas done and dusted. Top three.
It's everyone's favourite time. I don't know if it's actually your favourite time, Bron, but it's everyone else's favourite time.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, good. That's good. I'm glad you are loving it because it is time for everyone's favourite new segment, Bron's Mailbag. I'd like to hear a sting for Bron's Mailbag.
Do you know what that is? What? It's all the mail coming out of the box.
Oh, like a bit of Harry Potter style.
Yeah.
Like coming through the spout.
Through the mail slot.
Like, there you go.
No mail on Sundays.
No mail on Sundays. That's
no post on Sundays.
No post on Sundays.
No post on Sundays.
All right. Let's go for it, Bron.
Okay. So we've got one sort of long one today. It's a showy asking for some advice. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the advice line.
Mm. I'll keep it anonymous. Mm-hmm. Was just about to hit 4 years with the love of my life. Ooh. Moved from Sydney to Canberra to live with her. Even started showing.
Wait. Sydney to Canberra. We know who lives in Canberra. Slowburn Sammy. Way back from Need for Speed Dating, our suitor.
I don't like that this says was. Yeah. And
when it says moved, I need help.
It's all past tense.
Yeah. I need help and I was in a 4-year relationship means that we're getting messy.
Okay. Keep going, Bron.
Even started looking at rings and that was the next step for me.
Oh, wow.
2 days ago.
Oh, no.
She hit me with the, I can't give you what you want in life and I don't think I want to get married or have a family anymore. I love you too much to string you along and keeping you waiting. Overnight, I moved back to Sydney, quit my job, and feel like I lost everything. I honestly don't know what to do. She's been my whole life. I know you're two random blokes on the internet and one newbie. Is that me?
That's you.
Yeah, you're a newbie.
That's hi, me. Anonymous. but I feel so lost. Sorry to take it out of that. But I feel so lost, you know. Any advice? She still wants us to be a part of each other's lives, but I'm scared to lose her completely. Again, sorry for the massive rant.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Anon.
I did not expect the episode to go like this.
This is a big love gurus.
Mm.
We're about to really strap in for a love gurus.
Yeah.
Okay. So in a pinch, we've got 4 years relationship.
Moved to Canberra.
He was looking for rings. She said, we're not getting married. Yep. We're breaking up. That's interesting.
I love you too much to string you along.
Okay. So the first thing first. Are we all in agreement that I love you too much to string you along, keeping you wanting, keeping you waiting, is bullshit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bron?
I don't think it's bullshit. I think you can have that thought of like, I don't want to string you along.
Yep.
And you're trying to soften the blow, I guess, a little bit.
Okay. But it's a blow softener. It's not a, I can't see this going further. Because the alternative is, I don't see a future with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is brutal.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's shit.
That's heavy.
Yeah, that's really heavy. But then she has said that, or the partner has said, I love you too much to string you along, keeping you waiting.
Mm.
Look.
Is that keeping you waiting as in the future I might be ready?
Correct. I think that's what that means.
I feel like that is stringing along.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Because maybe they don't want to get married, or maybe they don't want to do anything.
But they were looking for rings together.
No.
Oh, he.
No, he was looking for a ring.
Oh.
That was his next step. He's like, I'm ready to get married. I'm ready to settle down. It's been 4 years. We now live in Canberra. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
We've already made friends with Slowburn Sammy.
Yeah. Like, we've already made our mates. It's time to settle down.
Yeah.
And she said,
maybe a lot of friends around are starting to get engaged in things as well.
Yeah, a lot of pressure builds up. And especially in Canberra, I'd imagine, a bit more isolated, away from the family. You don't get that perspective of everything.
Yep.
He's moved back to Sydney overnight. Quit his job. Feels like he lost everything.
Oh.
That's big. But also, congrats.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big step. You've taken a bit of ownership. I think that's a good thing.
I think the hurt won't last forever.
Yeah, and you don't live in Canberra now. That's a win.
Huge result.
Like, if we're going to focus on the positives, you don't live in Canberra.
Huge result.
That's massive. Great you quit stuff. Your job, which you hate.
Yep.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And you saved heaps of cash on this ring.
Well, I think particularly the quitting the job is a great move because if you're quitting it, you're not. It's the job is separate to your relationship with your ex-partner.
Yep.
So you're quitting it. So there must have been some level of unhappiness in the job as it was.
Yeah.
Great to get out of it.
Yep.
Kudos.
Yeah. And good on you for taking the step to move back to Sydney. Don't like try to make it work in Canberra.
Yeah. That's get out great. Of that area.
So now you're back in Sydney, opportunity to get a new job.
Yeah.
Now what is going to happen? I'm going to run you through Simon. I've got a theory on love. Do you guys want to hear it? All right.
Oh, no, no, right, thanks.
Yeah. Cool. So it's a bit of a graph.
That's all right.
It's a bit of a graph. Now I'm going to have to describe the graph, right? So what's just happened? The graph is, you know, you've got your x-axis and you've got your y-axis.
Mm-hmm.
X-axis positioned halfway on the y-axis.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a positive and a negative area.
Okay. Now what's just happened? She, we'll call her Jessica.
Yeah, I was going to go with Mary Ann.
Mary Ann. Mary Ann has just done something really hard, which she's probably, and unfortunately, been thinking about for a little while.
Yes.
She is now peak positive.
Yes.
She's at the top of the y-axis. Okay?
She's thinking she's done the right thing for herself.
Big time. You, my friend, name anonymous.
Yeah.
Name for now, Theodore.
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 Theodore Marianne.
Is now at the very bottom of the x-axis. His world has just been rocked.
Yeah.
He's just quit his job. He's moved back to Sydney. He thinks no one loves him.
Yeah.
Firstly, we love you.
Absolutely.
We love that you wrote in and you felt comfortable. Now, what's going to happen over the next couple of months, Theodore, is you are going to gradually deal with what is happening in your life. You're going to find a new job. You're going to find a house, place to live.
Find some more friends.
Drink some beers with your mates.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out. Start going to the gym. Start looking hot.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Oh, hot boy winter.
Bro, hot boy winter. Imagine doing that. Imagine, Theodore. you have got all winter now to hit the gym.
Oh,
and when summer strikes.
Sydney summer. And that hits in like September.
You rip that shirt off and you reveal the hulking massive body that you have developed over winter.
Hot boy summer.
You can have, and this is to my point. We're running along the x-axis, right? You're gonna be low for a long time.
Yep.
That's going to happen. That's okay. But gradually you'll start to trend upwards. And that's going to be really nice because what's happening on the other end, my friend, is Mary Ann, she's going to be feeling great.
Yep.
She's going to be riding that wave. She's just made a really tough decision. She's broken your heart, which is, you know, life happens. So she's going to be riding high. But then eventually she's going to realize.
What if I made a mistake?
That's the first thought.
Yep. This person has been a significant part of my life for 4 years.
Geez, Theodore was really kind to me always.
Yeah.
She might even go on a date.
Yep. And go, oh, geez, not as good as Theodore
that
was.
That guy sucked. Or that person sucked. And then there's you just grinding in the gym.
Absolutely.
Going, you know what? Just hit a PB today.
Yeah.
Geez, I'm a bit happier.
Yeah.
I've really got into a really nice routine.
You got a good job, exercising, positive, mental health flying.
You're doing actually pretty well.
Yep.
And what will happen, Mary Ann will start feeling quite bad about herself.
Yeah.
Did I waste this opportunity?
She might reach out.
She may reach out. And now, Theodore, this is where a word of warning for you.
Critical mass point.
You need to be very strong through the period of time in which she reaches out. Because if that happens at any stage before what I've dubbed the intersection... As we see here, where you have gone up and she has gone down, if she reaches out before you reach the intersection, she will be feeling better than you.
Yes.
And you will be feeling like you need her.
Mm.
I'm here to tell you.
You do not.
The intersection is coming, my friend. The summer is coming.
Yeah.
September is coming. It is a really sad fact that Mary Ann, not into you at the moment.
Mm.
But you know what, Theodore? Someone else will be into you.
Absolutely.
And even if they're not, you can be into yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's even better. Because let me tell you, Theodore, there's no greater feeling than being at the top of that apex.
I thought you were going to say there's no greater feeling than being in love with yourself.
Well, hey, there is. There's a good feeling. Just go full narcissistic. That's great. But then what will happen, Theodore, is you will reach that apex and you'll be like, man, I'm crushing it here. I'm looking real hot. Got my shirt off all the time. I'm at the top. Because unfortunately, Theodore, what will also happen, your apex will also dip back down again. And then you will be riding the ups and downs of this graph, right?
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. But the volume and the extremes get shorter and shorter and shorter until you level out and then you just become a normal guy.
Yeah.
But just know, mate, that you will be okay.
Yeah.
And even though, I actually love that you've just imploded your life. I think that's
well done.
Pretty grass. not everyone gets that opportunity, right?
Yeah, this is like a real, this is a moment, Theodore, that you will look back on for the rest of your life as being a critical mass point of when everything changed and changed for a good thing.
Change for the better.
The hurt won't last forever.
Yep.
The pain will go away. I think it will be difficult to keep this person in your life because of the shared history that you have.
Absolutely.
And in terms of forging more and new future relationships,
yep.
It will be extremely difficult. Not impossible, but extremely difficult.
Absolutely. So the invite, when it says any advice, she still wants to be a part of each other's lives, but I'm scared to lose her completely. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Got to lose.
In the past, I've not been a Band-Aid ripper.
Mm.
Admission.
Mm.
Not a Band-Aid ripper. Not a Band-Aid ripper.
No.
Just a slow burn guy.
Oh.
Jeez, it hurts for a long time.
Yeah, it is not good. Pulling out one hair.
You Band-Aid person, Bron, or a non-Band-Aid?
Pluck them one hair at a time.
No, I'm a rip off the Band-Aid kind
of person. Yeah. That's and Bron's happy.
That's what Theodore should
when
be.
I see look at Bron, I think, geez, you're happy. Yeah. When I look at you, Adam, tortured.
Yeah.
Very tortured guy.
Tortured soul.
So, Theodore, rip the Band-Aid off, my friend. Unfortunately, it will be really sad at the start, but what you will do, you'll find actually other things to do with your time, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah. So, Theodore, our recommendations are, number one, rip the Band-Aid off. Yep. You are unfortunately going to have to cut communications from this person who has been a large part of your life.
Yep.
Two, hit that gym, baby.
Mate, get in the gym, get swole, get looking hot, and rub it in her face.
In a very healthy way.
No way. Just be unhealthy for a bit, Theodore. Rub it in her face. Let her know that, like, you could have had this.
Yeah.
And then that's when the intersection happens.
It'll
mate.
Be a massive positive change.
Big time. Give us an update. How you go?
3 months. That's good advice. 3 months' time, we'll reach back out.
Yeah. I think we've nailed that.
Theodore, mate, you can do it. And that's it for the Adam and Simon Show for Thursday, the 11th of May. Thank you very much, Showies, for joining us. Mate, send in your top three pizzas. If you've got any other top three topics, send them in. Hit us up. Hit up Bron's mailbag with any love advice you've got for us. Anything.
What a show.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Hmm.
What a week. We almost cracked the quiz.
I know.
We covered pizzas.
Yeah.
God, it's been a good time. Good time to be part of the Adam and Simon Show.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, shall we? See you later. Bye.